Will you find it standing with us tonight for the reading of the Word of God? Exodus chapter number 14. I'm going to read just a few passages of Scripture here. We'll preach a few minutes if the Lord will help us. Exodus 14, beginning verse number 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lift up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. They said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in this wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is it not the word that we told thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in this wilderness. Then Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show unto you this day. For the Egyptians whom ye see have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Then the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore Christ unto me, speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, dividing the children of Israel shall go over on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Notice verse 15. God said to Moses, why are you crying unto me, boy? He said, tell the children of Israel to go forward. Go forward. Now I'll use tonight for a subject, preaching a few minutes on this thought. Moving forward. Moving forward. Would you bow your heads tonight? Father, thank you for the opportunity, God, that we have to be in the house of God. Father, I'm asking you tonight for a fresh anointing. I'm asking you, God, to anoint their ears to hear. Help me to say all that you want me to say and the manner you want me to say it in, God. I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to help me to do no harm or violence to thy word. Help me to handle the word of God very carefully. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. And everyone said a good hearty amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Moving forward. The Australian coat of arms pictures two animals. The emu, which is a flightless bird, and the kangaroo. These animals were chosen because they share a characteristic that appealed to the Australian people. Both the emu and the kangaroo can only move forward, not backwards. The emu's three-toed foot causes it to fall if it tries to go backwards, and the kangaroo can't go backwards because of its big tail. So it always goes forward. The emu and the kangaroo always goes forward. These two animals are the emblems of the Australian nation. Why would the Australian people pick these two animals to be their emblem? Because these two animals had a characteristic, is that they were always moving forward. And church, can I tell you tonight, those of us that are truly following God, we must become like the emu and the kangaroo. We must always go forward, never backwards. If we're going to reach the potential that God has called us unto, then we must be always progressing in the forward motion. We should never retreat. We should never be in reverse. We should always go forward. That is the plan and the call of God to every child of God, is that we move forward in the plan and the purposes of God. The Apostle Paul said it this way in Philippians 3 and 14. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God and Christ Jesus. Notice what the Apostle said. He said, I press toward the mark. I press forward the mark. And if we're going to be, Paul understood, for him to be what God wanted him to be, he must be always moving forward. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. Now we know Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. The Bible talks about some great patriarchs of the faith. How many of them were sawn asunder? How many of them died and wandered in sheepskins and clothing and wandered in caves and had their heads cut off? Many of these died, but the Bible said in Hebrews 11, 13, says about these heroes of the faith. The Bible said these all died in faith, having not received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. We must not, amen, we must not set up camp here. We must not sink too deep into the soil of this world. We must keep our head up and feet moving. We're on our way somewhere. We're heading to that blessed, beautiful land. We have no time to back up. We must always move forward if we're going to reach our destination. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul said, I press toward. You know, they tell us when they train those football players, they tell them, those coaches tell those football players, when you're tackled, always fall forward. Don't never fall back, because he said when you're tackled and you fall back, you lose ground. He said you want to get all the yardage you can when you hit the ground. In church, let me tell you, the devil is going to come. He's going to do his best to attack us. He may knock us down, but don't fall backwards. When you fall, go forward so you don't lose ground. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, somebody ought to praise God. We're going to go forward. We're the pilgrim type people. This world is not our home. We're going forward. Hallelujah. Now we come tonight into our text. The Bible said the children of Israel was being chased by Pharaoh and his crack legions. Before the children of Israel was the Red Sea. Behind them came Pharaoh and his mighty army. Now they're facing a dilemma. Now they're in trouble. God brought them out of bondage, and now brought them by the way of the Red Sea, and now they're trapped. They're trapped by a Red Sea, and Pharaoh's behind them, and they're scared plumb to death. They don't know what's going to happen. All they know is that they're in trouble, and they're in it bad. What are we going to do? They begin to cry out. Now I want you to notice something. The Bible said in verse number 19, it says, the angel of God which went before the camp of Israel removed from them, went behind them. And there was a pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it became between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud of darkness to the Egyptians, but it gave light to the children of God. Now I want you to notice what the Bible just said. Here they are. I want you to get this picture in the mind. The Red Sea's here. The children of Israel is here. And behind them comes the armies of the enemy. And right between Israel and the enemy, there stood an angel of God as a fire. And before, they gave darkness to them, but gave light to the children of Israel. There stood between the Israelites and the Egyptians. God placed a hedge of protection around them. That angel of the Lord, no doubt, was a physical manifestation of Christ in the Old Testament. Between God's people and their problems stood Christ. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, between you and your problems, you'll find Jesus right there working to deliver you out of your present dilemma. God is a God that protects His people. God protected the children of Israel, and He protected Job as well. Matter of fact, Job was so protected that the devil seen it and understood it. Matter of fact, the devil said to God in Job 1:10, he said, God, hast thou not put a hedge about Job and his house and all that he has on every side? There's a hedge around him. I can't even get to him because there is a hedge. And child of God, can I tell you, there is a hedge around the people of Almighty God. Hallelujah. The only way the devil can get to us, if God allows it, and that is very extremely limited at that. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, you can hang on to the nail-scarred hands of God, not because we are protected, and we are going forward. The Bible said in 2 Thessalonians 3:3 that the Lord will strengthen and protect us from the evil one. Verse 15, the Bible said that God told Moses, why are you crying unto me now? Everybody's crying to Moses saying, Moses, why'd you bring us out here? We could have died back in Egypt. Now you brought us out here to die. Now everybody's against Moses. And God said to Moses, why are you telling me this? He said, you tell the people of Israel to go forward. Now you've got to get that in your mind. He said, tell them to go forward. That's a military command. He said, don't whine, don't pout, just go forward. Now you've got to understand, how are we going to go forward? There's a Red Sea before us.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening right then. There's not even a gust of wind blowing. To them, how are we going to go forward? See, sometimes we don't understand how God is going to bring us out when we're in a situation. situation that we find ourselves in. But the miracle never happens until they're willing to take the first step toward the Red Sea. Until you're willing to go forward, you'll not see the miracle, folks. The miracle, the victory can only come as you move forward in progress in the things of God. When they took their first step toward that Red Sea, that's when God blew. That's when there was a wind that came and parted that Red Sea a mile and a half that way, a mile and a half that way, and there they go right down the middle.
Yeah.
But they had to be willing to take the first step toward that Red Sea. Now let me ask you a question, and we'll get into this message. What does it take for us to go forward? What will it take for us to move forward? Number one, if you're taking notes, this is point number one. What will it take for us to go forward? Number one, it takes knowing and understanding that we are heading somewhere better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To go forward, it takes knowing and understanding that we are heading somewhere better. We must know tonight that this world that we're living in is only temporal. This world is only temporal. This is not our final destination. We are headed to a place far greater than this world could ever know. Hallelujah. Heaven is our home and heaven is our goal. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. But what happens to a lot of people is that they tend to set up shop in this world. They sink too deep into the soil of this world. I want to tell you tonight, child of God, don't you dare settle in this world, because this world is not our home. Jesus said, I'm going away and I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Hallelujah. That is what Jesus said. He's been gone 2,000 years preparing a place for you and I. I know down here in this world we go through rot, we go through hell, we go through all kinds of troubles and trials. But let me tell you, child of God, there's probably been a many times that you've cried yourself to sleep wondering what we're going to do. How am I going to get through this? But let me tell you, every tear you ever shed when your feet hits those golden streets and you begin to run down those streets, it's going to be worth every tear, every trial, every sorrow that you've ever been through. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, let me encourage you, move forward. Don't set up shop. Don't get bogged down. Go forward. Make heaven your home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus. Praise God.
Praise God. I know we go through trials and tribulation. Jesus said it would be that way. You're going to shed a lot of tears between here and heaven, but every tear that you shed will be worth it one day.
That's right.
I've got loved ones waiting on me. Hallelujah. I've got a grandma. I've got an uncle that's waiting on me over there. Got some cousins over there I can't wait to see and fellowship with. But more than that, I've got a Savior over there waiting for me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be worth it all when I stand there at that gate of pearl and Jesus says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of the Lord. Those will be the greatest words that one could ever hear. Hallelujah. Enter in. Your race is over. Move into the joy that's been prepared for you for ages and ages of time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And church, wouldn't it be a shame to back up now? We've come too far. We're too close to our prize. Hallelujah. We're just one step out of the grave, brother. Hallelujah. We're just one step away from our prize. Just keep going after God.
Amen.
Number two, moving forward involves a change in attitude. We need to check up from the neck up, one man says. If we're going to move forward, then we're going to have to change our attitude. Listen, the Bible talks about the children of Israel. You see, they lived in Egyptian bondage so long as slaves that they developed a slave's mentality. Verse 11 says, of our text, they said, were there no graves in Egypt that thou hast brought us out here to die in this wilderness? Didn't we tell you, Moses, that we didn't want to leave Egypt? Leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians. These people would rather die in Egypt as slaves than to die as a free man. But I don't know about you, child of God, but I'd rather die in the desert a free man than to die back in Egypt a slave.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Do you realize there's been a lot of bloodshed over the years to keep this nation free, to keep us free? Amen. We're not a communist nation. We're not bound by a dictator. We may end up that way, but folks, I don't care. There can be another Adolf Hitler set on the throne of this world, but I'm going to tell you, I'm still a free man because I've got Jesus Christ living in my heart. They can lock us up in the darkest dungeon if they want and throw away the key, but I'm as free in there as I am out here because freedom is on the inside through the Son of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! They can't stomp him out. They can't push him out. They can't beat him out. Hallelujah. They can kill me, but he ain't going to die in me. When I die, I'm going to wake up in the glory world of heaven. Because Jesus, Paul said, I'm in dire straits. He said, I'd rather go, but it's better I stay. Hallelujah. He knows that was waiting on him. He said that to be absent from this body is to be present with God Almighty. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, keep moving forward. Don't you dare digress, but go forward. Progress. On you on the other side. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to have to change our stinking attitude, folks. They told me in Teen Challenge, they said, you got to change your stinking thinking. That slave mentality. Folks, we are not slaves to Egypt no more. We're not slaves to this world anymore. Sometimes the people of God get accustomed to their worldly surroundings. Sometimes we become accustomed to not receiving the promises of God. We get used to hand downs, even if it's not the best that God has for us. But we must understand that God has made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, victorious and not the victim. We are blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed coming in and blessed going out. That's the will of God. That's the plan of God. That's got to be our attitude. I'm not some lonely beggar anymore. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm no longer that man. I went from the dunghill to the palace by one prayer, Jesus, forgive me. And now I'm a child and an heir of heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've got to get rid of the slave's mentality. We're free in Jesus.
Amen.
2 Timothy 1:7 says, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise God, folks. We're no longer bound by this world and the shackles of sin, but we have been set free to worship the Lord Jesus. When we come to this house, there ought to be a freedom in our heart. There should be a spring in our step. We're no longer bound by this world and the shackles of sin and shame, but we've got a brand new name. Worse than the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
And they tell me, maybe you ought to calm down just a little bit, Nathan. You ought to be so wild and radical for Jesus. Well, maybe I'll calm down in a few million years. But I ain't going to do it right now. Hallelujah. Because Jesus has set me free. Because Jesus has set me free. He's coming to my heart. And He's coming to my life. He made me a free man. And I don't have to wait till 4th of July to celebrate independence. Because there's an Independence Day every day of my life. Because I walk and live with Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody shout. Somebody ought to praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If I offend your delicate sensibilities, I'm sorry. Maybe I'll calm down in a few million years. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise God with me tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, number three. We better move on. I got six of these points. Number three. Moving forward involves faith in God. And putting to use what God has placed in our hands. Moving forward involves faith in God and putting to use what God has placed in our hands. Verse 16, God said to Moses, lift up thy rod and stretch it out over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go over on dry ground. The only thing that Moses had was faith in what God had promised him and a rod in his hand. But honey, let me tell you, that's all that Moses needed to find a miracle waiting on him. Hallelujah. And church, can I tell you, faith in what God has said and the word of Almighty God in our hand. I'm going to tell you tonight, I don't have to have a whole lot, but all I've got to have is a little bit of faith in the word of Almighty God. There's not a devil in hell can stop me. There's not a principality out there big enough to detour me. Why? Because my faith in God says, I'm going through. Regardless of what the devil throws at me, I'll know what to do. I'm going to tell you tonight, child of God, the faith that you have in God is the greatest thing you've got in this world. Hold on to it. Don't you dare let go of it. Believe God. Walk forward. Press on. Because Jesus is waiting on us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Moses didn't have a lot, but he had faith in what God had said, and he had a rod. And God said, why are you crying to me, boy? Hold up your hand. Hold up your rod. Stretch it out over the sea. That rod, right there was the rod of Moses. But after that miracle, read on down, it becomes the rod of God then. Hallelujah. All those patriarchs, every one of them carried a staff. Moses had a staff. Joseph had a staff. Matter of fact, when Joseph began to die, the Bible said he worshiped leaning upon the top of his staff. What was that staff? You know, I'm going to detour here just for a minute. Let me tell you. Every patriarch had a staff. And at the staff, at the bottom of it, they would have notches. Little notches. Set them. All the way down the middle, they had notches. You know what those notches was? Every time God brought them through something, they'd notch that staff. You know, David, when he went and fought that giant, you know why he couldn't take Saul's armor? He hadn't proved it, but he did prove a little slingshot and a staff. See, at the bottom of that staff, he's about to fight a giant, but he had a staff and he had a couple of notches there. God delivered me from a bear there. God delivered me from a lion there. If he done there and there, he'll do me there. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, child of God, every once in a while you ought to pull out your staff. And when you're going through hell and high water, pull out your staff and see where God brought you out of this. God brought you out of that. Stretch out your rod. God's going to bring you out of the situation in here. Hallelujah. 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 That's mighty fine preaching, folks. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. I know, folks, I'm going to face trials. I know I'm going to face a Red Sea of impossibilities. And it's going to seem like, how in the world am I going to come through this? And I don't always have the answer. But every now and then I've got to dip through my closet and see how God brought me out of this. Hallelujah. And if God brought me out of that, He's going to come through. He's not failed one yet. I said He's not failed one yet. And He's not going to fail you.
Amen.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
All we need is a little bit of faith. That's all we need. Just believe God. Believe God. Don't you dare stagger. You know why God loved Abraham? Let me help you out. Because he staggered not at the promises of God. Hallelujah. Through unbelief. Don't you dare stagger at the promises of God. Hold on to the word of God. Believe the word of God. Cherish the word of Almighty God. Because it's the greatest thing that we have in this world.
Amen.
Abraham became a friend of God because he just dared to believe God. Offer your boy up. Not a problem. I'll do it. That's faith. That's just faith. Faith in God. Folks, we've all been given some kind of a talent. Whatever your talent is, use it for the glory of God. As I said a while ago, moving forward involves faith in God and putting to use what God's put in our hand. I don't know what your talent is. Maybe God has blessed you to sing. Maybe God has blessed you to play an instrument. Maybe God has blessed you to sing and play an instrument.
Yeah.
Maybe God has blessed you to build cabinets, to do some landscaping, to drive a truck. But whatever God has gave you talents to do, then do it with all of your might.
Try.
Hallelujah. Number four, moving forward depends on God's favor, not man's favor. Listen, God's favor will open doors and shut doors. God's favor will make a way where there seemeth to be none. You know, A lot of times we think a shut door is a sign of God's disapproval. But let me tell you this. Why do we shut doors? I know why I shut doors in my house. Keep the mosquitoes out. And keep the thieves out. That's why we shut doors, right? To keep unwanted guests out. Sometimes God shuts a door because he knows what's behind that door. Don't get mad when the door says you're shut in your face if you're walking where God wants you to walk, because God's protecting you. He said, I've got the key. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 3, he said, I have the key of David. I open doors and shut doors. God's favor will open the door and shut the door. He'll make a way. See, the children of Israel was facing a Red Sea, folks. Never in history that we know of until this time has a Red Sea ever parted. I'm talking about a miracle of the greatest proportions. Outside of the resurrection of Christ, that's got to be one of the greatest miracles in the Bible. But out of nowhere, God parted that Red Sea. I remember several years ago, well, it's been 2 years ago, I was facing a situation. I wasn't preaching. Nothing was happening. And I was depressed. I was just stressed out about it. Things was going bad for us. And one morning, about 6 a.m. in the morning, my daughter was 4 years old at the time. She don't wake up at 6, if you know her. She woke up at 6 in the morning and said to me, she woke me up and said, Daddy, said, when are you going to start preaching on the Holy Ghost again? I don't know what Bible said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, he's perfected praise. And at that moment, depression just fell off of me. I walked outside and I began to pray early that morning after God used that little girl. She didn't know it, but God used her. And I walked outside and I began to pray. I said, God, forgive me. If you'll help me one more time. I said, I'll be faithful. God spoke to me. He said, son, I want you to know I'm not dictated by man. I'm not controlled by man. You be faithful to read your word. You be faithful to pray and keep your integrity and keep your head held high. He said, I'll make a way where there seemeth to be no way. He said, I'll put a hook in the king's jaw. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, about a month from there, all of a sudden things begin to turn around. Doors were opening up. Hallelujah. Now I'm able to go anywhere I want, when I want, by the grace of Almighty God. Now there's more doors opening up in our ministry than ever before. Why? Because I've kept my integrity. Because I've stayed on my knees. Because I've opened this book and I've devoured this book. And God is true to his word. Hallelujah. He said, hey man, I'm the God of favor. I will give you favor. When man says no, I'll say yes.
Amen.
Job 10:12 says, thou hast granted me life and favor. Woo, glory. This is Job saying it. Poor old Job. How many has ever said that? Poor old Job. But Job said, God has granted me life and favor. I can see old Job with those bulls all over his body, grabbing a piece of broken pottery, scraping them bulls off, said, God has granted me life and favor. Hallelujah. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody, don't you dare give in to the doubt and the pout and all the rot out there. You hang on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. He'll grant you favor and wisdom in the midst of a dark world.
Amen.
I know the economy is bad. I know it's bellying up. But folks, let me tell you, that's not our world. Hallelujah. My God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And he owns the gold underneath them hills as well. He said, David said, I've been old. I've been young and now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalms 5:12 says, For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Notice that. Thou wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Hallelujah. Well, somebody ought to be praising God because his favor is upon his children.
Amen.
His face shines upon us. Number 5. Moving forward involves the power of God. Zechariah 4:6 says, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And that is still the word of God. It's not by our might or our ingenuity or our technology, but it is by the spirit of the living God. You know, brother, sister, I thank God for the guitars and the PA system and the drums and the mics, but I got news for you. If we didn't have a mic or a drum set or a guitar set, we can still worship God and still have a move of the Spirit, because it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
That's right.
I about killed that mic. That'd have deducted that from my pay, wouldn't it? Amen. Church, the Lord has given us power by His Spirit to move forward and to conquer. Acts 1 and 8 says, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak, beggarly things of this world to confound the things that are mighty. God has given us power to speak the word of God with boldness. I like what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. You know, child of God, we've seen a lot of demonstration. It's time to see some demonstration of the Holy Ghost of God. Can somebody just shout hallelujah? I'm talking about a word that's preached with power and anointing can set the captive free. Hallelujah. Moving forward involves power from God. And I'm going to help you out tonight. The power of God is still real. I don't care what some twice dead, formaldehyde anointed preacher says, that the days of miracles in the past. No, no, no. They can sit there and say it if they want, but I still believe in a God of miracles. Hallelujah. And you know, it's sad that a lot of preachers today are anointed with formaldehyde instead of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They get up here, man, they preach unbelief and doubt. Oh, they tell us that God don't heal the sick, don't raise the dead. But folks, I'm going to tell you, there's about 20 people in this house tonight that have been raised from the dead. Hey, we were dead in sins and trespasses, but now He has quickened us by His Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 6, my last point. While I'm giving you this last point, go with me to Exodus 17. Moving forward involves unity and fellowship among the body of Christ. Let me say it again. Moving forward involves unity among the body of Christ. The church is not a building. A church is the people. If we are going to make it in this walk of life, then we're going to have to depend on each other. Exodus 17, verses 8 through 13. I'll just give you the rundown, save us some time. The Bible said that water came out of the rock, quenched the thirst of 3 million Jews, and immediately after water came out of the rock, the Bible said, then came Amalek. Amalek began to come against Israel. And the Bible said that Joshua took the warriors that went to fight down in the valley of Rephidim, and they were defeating them, but all of a sudden, and Moses was on top of the mount with his hands raised up, and Joshua was defeating the enemy, but after a while, old Moses' arms got tired. And when his arms begin to fall, the enemy begin to prevail.
Amen.
And then finally they set old Moses, old Pastor Moses, and set him on a rock. And and Aaron lifted up those hands and held them there. See, Moses, your pastor can only do so much. The preacher can only do so much. It's going to require some help sometimes. You see, there's going to be times you're going to get weak. Your arms are going to get heavy. You're going to get tired and weary. But when Grandpa gets tired and weary, that's when Nathan comes along, holds up one hand, and Nathan holds up the other hand. Hallelujah. And then he can make it all the way to heaven, because this journey is going to get tiresome. This journey toward heaven is going to make us weak and feeble. When she's feeble, we got to come around and hold up their hands. We can't make it on our own. We've got to depend on one another. Oh, woe unto the man who, when he falls, he's all alone. But blessed is the man when he falls, there's somebody there to lift him up.
Amen.
Folks, I just want to help you. We're not mavericks in this thing. We can't make it by ourselves. We've got to have each other. Pastor Moses was interceding and lifting up God's standard while the leaders helped him by taking some of the load. In closing, moving forward involves a determination, a determined mind, and heeding to the voice of God. If you'll have a determined mind and if you would heed to the voice of God, there'll be nothing that will be able to stop you. But if you choose to drift back into the place of comfort, then you will be a miserable person all the days of your life. God has given us all a desire and a need to advance. Let's move forward and refuse to give up or back up, no matter the cost. Stand with us tonight. Throw your hands up. Let's love on Jesus. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. Father, you've dealt with us. You've encouraged us tonight. Father, we want to move forward. We don't want to back up. We want to go forward in the plan and the purposes of God. Tonight, let's all gather around these altars tonight. Let's move forward in our walk with God. Let's come. Let's everybody that's with. Let's just gather around. Let's pray. Let's move forward in our progress in the things of God.
Thank you.
get a birthday tonight. We want to say happy birthday to little, let's see, that's a little bit more. He's getting tall. But Elena tonight, how old are you?
14.
She's 14, going on 12. Let's say happy birthday to her tonight.
Oh, happy birthday.
In the back, so feel free to help yourself back there. Grandpa dismisses and pray over the ice cream and cake, would you?
Lord, Heavenly Christians, Father, we thank you for the word that we heard. Thank you for the service. Thank you for the staying.
Thank you,
Lord, and we pray that you bless the people and bring them back safe. We thank you for this birthday, and Lord, and bless them with a cake. And they don't try to get it off. It's a little bit of cake.
Oh, don't want to let them get it off.
I can't eat. I ain't supposed to eat sweet.
It looks little. It looks short.
It might
be a little petite or something.
Yeah, I walked down and noticed like new dresses.
And they're too big for you, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you're good.
They are.
Well, this is not big. I don't know, though. It looks awful little.
That's right.
Well, honey, it's about an 18.
You got a talent.
That's it.
So it's awful short.
Keep that up, guys.
Why some dresses are nice and short?
I'm going to enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it.